Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about coronavirus cases that appear to be on the decline in most parts of the world, but appears to be far from over.
We are also going to look at the victimization of foreigners in South Africa following the launch of Operation Dudula, meant to drive out foreigners from the neighboring country amid incidents of locals attacking truck drivers and destroying their permits. The locals are accusing foreigners of taking their jobs.
In Zimbabwe, COVID-19 cases are also going down, leading to the opening of schools this week. The Minister of Health reported yesterday that one person died of COVID-19, while 137 new cases were recorded countrywide. Zimbabwe has so far recorded 230,740 confirmed cases, 221,983 recoveries, and 5,367 deaths. To date, a total of 4,296,514 people have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 3,326,819 have so far had their second dose. 71,095 people have so far received their third dose.
Uongo wadio watereri ni watariri. Ini dini jonga kandemiri. Ndi nemi mune chino churongwa, chatunotarisa zvirikusangana vana veZimbabwe, vari kunze kwenyika, nemi vari munyika, nhasi uri musi wechitatu, tichitarisa musi wechitatu, 9 kukadzi 2022. Hurukuro yedu tiri kutarisa denda reCOVID-19 ratinotanga kukupai update mazuva ose nezvinenge zvichiitika munyika. Tinonzwa kuti nezuro munhu mumwe chete akafa neCOVID-19. Kwakaitawo vamwe vane chitsama vakawanikwa vaine denda iri vanosvika 137 kana kuti 133 nevanomwe vakawanikwa vaine denda iroro. Kushaya kwemunhu mumwe chete kwakaita kuti uwandu hwevanhu vafa neCOVID-19 hunge huchisvika pazviuru zvishanu nemazana matatu nemakumi matanhatu nevanomwe 5,367. Ndo vanhu vafa nedenda iri kubva paratanga munyika. Uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa neCOVID kubva zvayatanga munyika hwakasvika pazviuru mazana maviri nemakumi matatu nemazana manomwe ane makumi mana kana kuti 230,740 confirmed cases. Vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga vakasvika mamamiriyoni mana ane zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mapfumbamwe nezvitanhatu nemazana mashanu negumi newana 4,296,514 ndovabayiwa nhomba yekutanga. Tisakangona kuti kurudzire hurumende ndeyekuti kubayiwe vanhu vanokwana kuita 10 million kana kuti mamiriyoni gumi. Saka vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yepiri kuti tinge tichitarisa kusvika pa10 million ipapo vasvika pamamiriyoni matatu ane zviuru mazana matatu nemakumi maviri nezvitanhatu nemazana masere negumi nevapfumbamwe 3,326,819. Vabayiwa nhomba yetatu inonzi booster shot ndo vasvika pa71,095 kana kuti zviuru makumi manomwe nechimwe nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevashanu 71,095 ndo vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yechitatu. Imwe nyaya tiri kutarisa kushungurudzwa kunonzi kuri kuitwa zvizvarwa zviri kunze kwenyika zviri muSouth Africa kusanganisira vana veZimbabwe vari kushungurudzwa pasi pechirongwa chakaparurwa nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa chinonzi Operation Dudula chavari kuti chakanangana nekuburitsa vasiri vemunyika iyi muSouth Africa imomo. Tinoona kuti vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vanoshanda zvikuru mumaboka nekutyairwa kwedzimotokari hombe kana matraka aya anonzi magonyeti pamwe chete nevanoshanda munzvimbo dzinotengeserwa zvekudya marestaurandi nemahotera ndevamwe vevanhu vari kunangwa kana kutagetwa nechirongwa ichochi zvakanyanya. Takaona mazuva apera mutungamiri werimwe bato rinopikisa muSouth Africa reEFF Julius Malema vachipinda mumarestaurandi kana munzvimbo dzekudyira nechikwata chavo vachiyambira vanhu vekunze pamwe nevashandirwi kuti vanoda uwandu hwakadii hwevanhu vanofanira vachishanda vekunze zvichienzaniswa neuwandu hwakadii hwevana veSouth Africa vanenge vachishanda. Ndo nyaya imwe yatinenge tichitarisa nhasi muchirongwa Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo sivile kukhulunywa ngojonga namhlanje ke sine ndaba ezithize esikhuluma ngazo. Wokuqala sivile sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19. Kukhanya ke umkhuhlane lo uyehla emazweni athiyeneyo. Xa sikhangela njalo loko leZimbabwe kunjalo ngoba izikolo zigcina zivulwa izolo. Zivulwa ke ngesikhathi sukukanyazana iCOVID ayisatshayi kangako. So ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubeka ukuthi kulomuntu oyedwa obulwe iCOVID-19 izolo, kodwa 137 bahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kuyabeka njalo ukuthi kususela ngesikhathi umkhuhlane lokuqhamuka kweleZimbabwe sokulabantu 5,367 asababulawa iCOVID-19. Lokhu ke kuphakathi kwabantu kwenani labantu abafika 230,740 asababanjwa iCOVID-19. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi abasebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo bafika 221,983. Kusukusethi abasebejove ijekiseni yakuqala bayi 4,296,514 labasebehlatshwe yesibili 3,326,819. Kukhanya kunjalo sibili. Singathi izolo ke abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo uhlangothi lolu luthi bayi 209. Okunye njalo esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje sikhanya khonokho ke ukuhlanyezwa kwabantu ukuza kwele South Africa yilabo ke abakwenza ukuthiwa i-Operation Dudula. Operation Dudula leyi kwani into ehluphayo kakhulu. Bangena emkhambo befike beyothi sicela ubontweni ungangaphi, xa ngowezimbabwe kumbe ungowemalawi kumbe ungowemozambique kumbe ngaphi ngaphi Nigeria, bathi phuma uhambe ikakhulu nxa ungena amaphepha okusebenza kulelo lizwe. Kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abakusolayo kakhulu kulokho okwenzakalayo ngoba nxa abantu bekhulumbula kuhle sibili ibandla le-ANC lebandla lezaphu balwa ndawonye ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko. Siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakule Zipra kube sisiwa lemkhonto wesizwe kuyiba baqala impi okuthiwa ke i-Operation wangenelana iluthule detachment kwangamaibutho lezipra lebutho lemkhonto wesizwe. So abantu bathi lingakukhohlwa khonoko ukuthi imkhonto lezipra zalwa ndawonye. Ngakho ke i-South Africa kumele ibonge ukuthi iZimbabwe yanceda kakhulu kukhonokho ke kukhulula abantu. So ke khonokho ukuthi kugijiniswe abantu bekwelezimbabwe imkhanyazane kuyabakhathaza ukuthi kambe kuya ngaphi. Siyabona ukuthi nxa bengena emkambo khonaphana abantu bayapanika, abanye babaleka begcwala indawo yonke balahla impahla yabo. Jonga kukhanya kulobu zima sibili obunye obumangalisayo. So ke lalabo abatshayela izimota labo bayakhala sibili bathi umuntu yathi lokhu etshayela imota uzokuthiwa mana la phuma sikubone. Omunye bemkatsi sibili bamjango oswazi okunye okumangalisayo, umuntu omdala ezibuhlungu, umuntu omdala ulabantwana, ulemuli, ulezihlobo, ulabangane. So kukhanya kulobuhlungu ejoka.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri manzwa shoko rokutaurwa nemumwe wangu Gibbs Dube vandiinaye muchirongwa. Gibbs, iye zvino tave nemumwe vadare vedu vari vesangano revatyairi vemarori mahombe kana matraka inonzi United Truck Drivers Association vaColin Chosa. Makadii vaChosa? Muri kundinzwa zvakanaka. Aiwa.
Ndirikunzwa yangu zvakanaka.
Tinotenda. Vachosa, totanga hangu nekufunga nekukanda mubvunzo uri muchirungu kuti tese tinge tichibatsirika mukunzwa zviri kuitika. Last week we understand your members were on a stay away. May you update us on the current situation?
Oh yes, it's true. Yes, last week we had a stay away which started on the 17th of January to the 4th of February. Officially, people started talking about it from the 31st of January to the 4th of February. The stay away went well. We had a lot of achievements so far from the period of the stay away. We have noticed that the media and also officials in the higher authorities started talking about the issues or the grievances that were put across by the United Truck Drivers Association.
So what are the grievances?
The grievances that civilians are harassing foreign drivers, asking for papers, and driver's license. They take away those papers, they tear them away. So after that, they go on talking, saying that they are illegal. And yet they are the ones who took those papers. So those were some of the grievances. And the issues were taken to the police. Some are still with the police. And some of our grievances were that the law was not being exercised fully on the perpetrators. But as a result of this tear away, we have noticed some changes on the authorities, especially on the police, that there were some arrests being made. Recently, they tried to demonstrate here in Cape Town, but they were quickly arrested for such behavior. And we also have an unconfirmed case. It's just one case today of a truck driver who was complaining that his truck was burnt, but it's not yet confirmed. But those are some of the things that we are facing. And yes, we have seen a lot of progress in terms of changes as, in regards to our stay away, meaning that the message which was sent to the authorities, it was received. And we are starting to see some action now on the ground. So we are very happy about that.
And what are your employers saying about this?
Of course, they complain. It's the usual thing. They complain, but, well, what can they do? This is being perpetrated by people who are, you know, saying we are protesting. Our voices were not heard. So it's just an ongoing thing. We are living with it.
And I suspect that you are fearing for your lives, right?
Yes, every day it's fear. Every time you climb onto that track, then your life expectancy is reduced, you know. We just live with fear, and also the trauma caused by the actions. Imagine you are a father, you are driving your truck, then someone just comes and say, jump up and clips you. Imagine that experience alone. Even after that, you won't be the same. So most of our members, we are living with that fear, and of which it's one of the major grievances that we sent to the government to say, please bring a stop to such activities.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Chosa. I'm trying to bring in Professor Ricky Mukonza, but I'm not sure whether he is available because I'm seeing him in staging here. I don't think he's readily available. Let's see. Imi vachosa ndofunga nerurimi rwa munokuluma futi ka
aiwa anditauri
andikoloma ndikuluma ndava ndabambi tichaedza kuvabata parunhare kuti vange vachikuluma asi chimbudza nerurimi rwa mai rweshona kuti zvii zviri kuitika kwamuri tinonzwa kuti mamusi iri kuenda kumabasa kweshondo rose shondo rapera
Shondo rese tanga takazorora takaita inonzi yo tools down tandakambogadzika zvokushandisa pasi tichiratidzira kuhurumende nemarelevant authorities ekuno South Africa kutanga achitarisa matambudziko ari kusanganikwa nesuma driver mumugwagwa matambudziko akafanana nekuti vanhuwo zvavo vanongouya vachingoti tipei mapepa tipei ma driver's license vachibvunza mibvunzo yakawanda wanda votora mapepa aya then vobvarura then you automatically you become an illegal immigrant ndo madambudziko atandiri kusangana nawo saka sesangano takakurudzira mamembers edu kuti sekuratidzira ngatimboisai matools down chirongwa ichi chakaenderera zvacho mberi zvakanaka hapana kuitika dambudziko rekuti kuti zvinhu zvakapwanywa kana kuti violence yakaitika hapana tairatidzira zvedu tiri kudzimba.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I now have Mr. Bernard Ndavambi. Well, sorry, I've mentioned his name. I didn't check with him whether he's comfortable with that. But he's a member of the United Truck Drivers Association. Mr. Ndavambi, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Mr.
Tongaka. Yes, muri kunzwikira kure angazi kuti Gibbs yakuzwa.
Maybe I need to speak louder.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, is it better now?
Gibbs, can you hear him?
Yes, but you can up it.
Okay, if you can shout, it's just for some few minutes. Go ahead, Mr. Ndavambi. Okay.
Thank you so much. It's fine.
Okay. So, Gibbs.
And thank you for having me also.
Yeah, I just tell you, Tom, what happened to you? How's it going?
Sengathi
wena ngwakho ke bake bakwethusela yini kumbe wazi abanye abayethuselwe
abazanga bathusele mina mara sinawo ama records njengoba mina ngiyinye member vele ye United Truck Drivers Association ngimmeli wawo umunye wabameli bayo association le so ngisinawo ama records vele akhona ku website yethu and ayakhomba vele ukuthi lowo bashile loba mshayile bathatha amaphepha wakhe wawadabula vele amaphisi abanye wahamba nawo sasa vele bayenza i-roadblock futhi baphinde bathi i-people are not documented asali kuthi bangaba bakhona mara bayadabula amaphepha
isingathi-ke lina khonapho urhulumente uthini silike lakhulumisana la yini ngakhonakho
ukukhulumisana nabo
ye lo rhulumente
igovernment siyibhalele angithi sayibhalela since u-October last year sasibe singasheshi ukuthola impendulo mara sakuchubeka vele sayenza i-action yethu vele ukuthi senze i-stay away e-soft sikhomba vele ukuthi heyi asikho safe la sabona vele i-social media vele yasilanda sakhuluma i-government sibe sithumela ama-email aphendulwa vele leso sikhathi sicabanga ukuthi vele i-stay away le ibe yi-effective too much ku-government and kuza la ku-platform yase-social media ngoba i-social media vele ine-power yenza ukuthi noma i-government vele ingafuni vele kushega vele hhayi bazwenza i-action noma ungasiphenduli siyabona vele ukuthi sebebopha abantu babo ngoba 2 days ago babebakhona babhale i-strike yabo e-Cape Town baphinde bayiyenza bavala imigwaco mara mabavala kwashesha vele baboshwa bayi-15 so siyabona vele it's for the first time kubona lokho vele ukuthi abantu bayenza i-protest endleleni bavala imigwaco bakhuluma indaba zamadrayiva baboshwa these are my first time since 2011 yiza la
singathi-ke alethuki yini lina kumbe ngithi kulethusa kanganani khonokho okwenzakalayo njalo le ndlela yokuzivikela yini
anytime bhuti wami impilo ingachitheka vele anytime ubani noma ubani uma mina ngikhuluma kanje endleleni anything is possible mara that's why sazama ukuthi sibe ne-association sibe legal sikwazi kuba i-voice for the voiceless manje sokungathi kuyasebenza noma bona be-ATDF kunasizini ethi i-ATDF from KZN yiyo kahle kahle ine-violence leyo mara angeke sikwazi ukuthi yonke i-action eyenzakalayo vele nakonke vele kushaya abantu nokuwathathela amaphepha vele nokubancindisela yibo mara i-modus operandi indlela yenziwayo nalawa vele abantu bayenza langala yiyo vele i-modus operandi indlela bebasebenza nayo be-ATDF so asikwazi ukuwakhipha kunalezi zindawo vele
ye kunjalo ke jonga siyamuzwa sithi uthini so basically he's saying that they've written to the government and they are willing to go all over the show like on social media, you know, to highlight their plight. And he says, you know, they're fearing for their lives. Mm-hmm. Like what Mr. Chosa was saying, you know, that the situation is really bad on the ground. And he says they will try by all means to highlight their plight whenever it is necessary.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs. And this is your Kutiva Ndabambi. Mune wengu waere kutumuno kwa nakumboramba. Mure kwa churongwa chedu.
Ando kuna kumboti mire sio.
Ah, thank you. Ah, siyabonga kakulu. Just keep on holding. Let me try to see if Professor Mkonza can come in, Gibbs. Hello, Professor Mkonza.
Yeah, I think he's got a challenge there. Maybe.
Yes.
So, we are going to go to the Kobalanda Mate with us here.
Mr. Dube, indaba ye operation dula ifuna umuntu oy understandayo ukuthi isukela ngapi. Because remember yakizwa kahle.
Yes, yakuzwa kahle kathi siye. Qhubeka baba.
Remember Mr. Dube kuke kwaba le organization ebipusha ukuthi bring our land back ebibhekane ebekungathi inkulumo yakhona ebiqondise kwabamhlophe. Ngicabanga ukuthi kunyakenye ko umnyaka odlulileyo ngendaba ye-bring back our land. So kufanele sizibuze ekucaleni ukuthi yaphelelaphi yena leyo nkulumo. Uzonanzelela ukuthi ududula lo kulabantu abamfandayo ngokuthi abamsponsayo ukuthi abantu bekhohlwe igama lelithi bring back our land. Labo bantu manje sebefokase kwesinye isizwe simnyama. Yikho engingakutsho ukuthi labana abantu okwakubhekise kibo mhlawumbe namhlanje ngabe sokuyiba sebesponsa laba bantu. Nanzelela ududula okhona manje u-full structure unama-informu uhamba all over uthi siyakhanyela le ndoda elida ududula namhlanje uzathola ukuthi izithombe zayo ezinye inabelungu nama-ministers okhomba ukuthi bayabamba imihlangano ephusha into le. Remember ukuthi amaphathi alama pressure manje ukuthi konkhona abantu bafuna imisebenzi. So bakhona like amaphathi amanye futhi athintekayo into le afana labo-DA layo futhi ANC ngoba ile challenge yokuthi ifuna ama-supporters. So undoda lo uyamthola ekhulukwani, umthola all over, uhamba ngani, imali uyithatha ngani? Remember ama-organization e-South Africa afana labo-Dudula lawo asitratha nani manje lesileyi iphelele ikhulu ayimoshi lutho idudula abantu okhomba khona ukuthi ibale paperwork laba bantu bafanda ngabelungu fanele sikudingisise kahle kahle bafandwa ngobani. So abelungu thina sifokasa ngokuthi siyadudulana thina sodwa abamnyama bona siyakhohlwa ngendaba lana yokuthi bring back our land.
Yes, Jonga, what he's saying is that indications are that there are some political parties that are actually feigning this kind of harassment of foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, Operation Dudula on its own cannot stand, on its 2 feet. So what's happening is that there are certain, he put it this way, there are certain whites that are pushing a certain agenda. He says, remember the demand by some black South Africans for land, So he says some people got upset about...
Okay. Maybe we can hear from...
Yes, okay, so can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
So they're saying they want people to, focus on these trivial issues instead of the land question in South Africa. So he's really not happy about what is going on in South Africa. So he says he's black, against black now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear from Mr. Chosa. Mr. Chosa, your take on what the other gentleman just said.
Yeah, that one, it's a big issue. I'm not very sure if I can say or agree with him on that aspect. But it looks like that there are some elements, but without evidence to say there are elements that are feigning that, I don't think I can agree on that one. The situation, yes, people, they are fighting for their territories, and to me, I think they are fighting the wrong people, because we are all of the same mother, we are all of the same color. Why should we fight one another for territory when we know the people who don't belong to this continent? They are there, and they are actually free. Nobody harass them. But if you look at me, your fellow brother, then you say, to Tula, and you know, it doesn't make sense. But anyway, it's a topic for other institutions to deal with that. Institutions like Pan-African institutions, those can tackle those issues very well.
Mm-hmm. But you said this is a brother versus brother issue. The fact that the other brother is accusing you of stealing his job, and those other people, foreigners from other countries, say white, they see them as people who are bringing employment to them, not stealing their jobs from them.
Yes, like I said, that it might be a wrong institution to talk about that. Because this issue goes deeper. It goes deeper than that. It comes to the way we are educated. We are educated to believe that other races can bring something good for us. Whereas if we are to go deeper, you would find that we as fellow brothers, we are the actual people who can help each other, other than someone from other lands. Those people are doing it for their survival. They can just do anything to protect their territories. And we are just being victims.
And they exploit natural resources too.
You see, so we are just being victims of a system that is being perpetuated through, you know, colonial systems which were put in place. So the whole thing goes back to the educational system itself, because what we are dealing with now, we are not even taught in schools. Even our children are not even taught that in schools. So there's a very big misunderstanding among fellow brothers here.
Thank you so much.
So looking at you know, the dimension of this kind of problem, how best can it be tackled, you know?
In my own view, how best we can tackle this is that we create institutions, separate institutions from the traditional institutions that we know, institutions like SADC, institutions like AU. We must create specific institutions. Like, if we are to deal with the issues of land or issues of law, we must create institutions that really deals with our traditional laws as Africans, and also look into Eurocentric laws, the Roman Dutch laws. Because what I see, there's sort of an incompatibility here. Dutch law cannot be compatible with African laws. We need to take our laws to supersede foreign laws which were imposed on us. Because if you look at the constitution itself across Africa, the constitutions that they are using, they were designed to protect loot from us. Whatever was taken from us is protected by the constitutions. So it needs institutions to deal with constitutions as well. Yeah, but like I said, I'm talking at a Pan-African level, where Pan-Africanists should create those institutions. And institutions like AU and SADC, ECOWAS, they must collaborate with the emerging institutions, because the emerging institutions are being created by the new generation, and of which the traditional institutions were created by the older generations. And so they are being irrelevant to the questions that are affecting people right now as we speak.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chosa. Give you still have Mr. Ndabambi on the phone.
Yes, Mr. Ndabambi. So, Mr. Ndabambi, is what you look for. Now, I was telling you, kumele kwenziweni. Zathana njalo ujonga ukuthi aphenduke khonapha wenze ethi isho yethu ihambe kuhle. Kunazana ujonga kanye mele isophumeliye. So siyacela ube khonapha ujonga. So ke ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni wenze ethi konke lokhu kulungiswe ngemfanelo uya phambili khonapha abantu abantu.
Mina ngiyabonga. Mina ngibona ukuthi vele lento le inesikhathi vele abaningi bethu, abaningi babosisi bethu nabobhuti bethu bazelwe, bafundisiwe ukuthi vele into lezi sinendawo yethu, sineculture yethu, asiaccommodate abanye. Ma abanye sebebuya laphana, sibheka bona ungathi asiboni bantu, sibona inyamazana oyinye into emangazayo. And asibamkheli. Kubangelwa kakhulu nendlela esikhula ngayo, esifundiswa ngayo. So mina ngibe ngithemba ukuthi izikhulu zabohulumeni, all governments in Africa, ukuthi basifundise sibe ne-curriculum maybe e-1 ezofundisa abantu ukuthi alikho ilizwe lakhe lathola inkululeko lilodwa, lisibele. Sasizana. And namanje ayikho ilizwe elizophila lilodwa namanje osizwalo lisibhile nje. Lingathengiselani nabanye, lingahambiliselani nabanye, alikho. And imfundo siyafunda. And uthi umuntu wase-Afrika oyaziyo kahle kahle ukuthi usukaphi. Mina kahle kahle ngiyazi ukuthi ngisuke eZimbabwe. Ngiyayidentifywa nephepha elibhale nabelungu. Abelungu laba vele baba neproblem yokubhala bafaka ama-demarcation. Lawa ama-demarcation siyawavumela manje. Sithi sikhululekile kanti engqondweni yethu asikakhululeki. Njengamanje into yase-South Africa lapha i-document iphepha balwela lona ma ungenalo vela la soyashaywa soyafa uyinyamazana awuna respect awuhlonipheki. So angazi ngithemba ukuthi ama-government angazi ukuthi bakhulu ama-president abayiboni naye le ndawo ngoba bona bayabambana kahle. Khona manje nginikeza imfanekiso. Uyashayewa maybe ufuna kwenza ne-politician waseZimbabwe. Uyabaleka manje, uyajumpa iboda uhamba kanjani akuna document. Uyongena kunaleli lizwe bambiza i-diplomat. Manje bathi diplomat bamnika ama-pepa ayamlanda la ahlala khona. Aphinde abe nabo security baleli lizwe. Mara thina siyasebenza sikhona la siyadonata, siyaphumisa i-tax nani, siyacontribute to the economy. Yelizwe lelo esihlala khona. Ahlonipheki. Bayasilanda
why? Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Pho ke uhulumende engaqala ngaphi ngodaba lolo?
Uhulumende kakhulu vele uyabona umuntu wase-Afrika akazi ukuthi usukaphi ngoba isikhathi zembi kuyenzeka yonke into. Yonke into. Mara la uphumela khona bakutshelile abazali bakho ukuthi wena wala. Kahle kahle bona ma ubalandela ilineji yabo uzothola ukuthi babuye eZimbabwe. Mara basukele 90 years, 150 years back. So singena siyahlangahlangahlangana vele. Abanye bathi suke DRC, amaZulu asuka kuphi kuphi. Wabona. Asinayo i-origin. Esiyaziyo ikuthi i-Africa neyethu. Singama-African. Mara ama-demarcation aze nabelungu. Siyachubeka naleyo ndaba ye-colonization. That's why the government kumele itakele lo at the continental level. And regional level, and any country level.
Yes, I have heard about Jonga Bakulumayo. I think he's speaking the same language with Mr. Chosa on Pan-Africanism. He says, you know, these immigration papers are only pieces of, you know, written on pieces of paper, but Africans are Africans. So there should be some kind of coordination between governments, you know.
Yes. I think he wants to say something. Go ahead, Mr. Ndabambi.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Oh, that, ngiyabonga. Enye into vele mina engiyaziyo into angifanele ukuthi ngicele ukuthi ngicaphe umkhula. Ngiyakunale pressure komkhula ngiyohlala khona. Abadala bethu bokhawunta, boSamora Macheno, boMandwena, boMgabe, boKhamuzi, bebahamba weqala uNkonkoma, bebahamba bengela document. Bayohlala kahle. Khona manje sesikhululekile sokufunela kakuthi ngicele manje ngizabe umfula ngiyakwelinye indawo. Ngicele futhi angazi ukuthi inkululeko leyo ngiyazi ukuthi I'm an African. Kuba bami babaleka impi la ahamba eMozambique uyolala nabo sisile abaleka akazi ukuthi usiye ushiye sisi une pregnancy awusidwele. Nasisile akakwazi ukuzotshela umntwana lo ukuthi mina ngazaliswa nomuntu umuntu obaleka impi angazi ukuthi wayavuka. Baningi bezizala kanjalo. Uphinde ube umuzi uphinde ube umhlobo kanti i-origin yethu asiyazi kahle so sizondelanani kahle kahle uzolandela ilineage yakho uyibone ukuthi wena awusuwala eSouth Africa kahle kahle yini undabantu waseza waseZimbabwe.
So there is touching a raw nerve there, you know, when we talk about some of these marriages and whatever. South Africans are even complaining that Zimbabweans
are
stealing their wives.
Their wives and the girlfriends.
That's another issue there. Maybe.
Silela umsebenzi ukuthi sisetshenziswe mawufika ko 50 years ipay isalary angeke uyenze lutho naye ulungise ikusasa kwefamily kwemuntu angeke iyashota noma ungakaholi mawukhona namhla iphelile uphinde ubuye emsebenzini asali ukuthi kumele sisebenze abanye bayenza ama investors mara ukulwela nokudla ukubulala okwazi umuntu ngikwazele umsebenzi ngithemba ukuthi ama-Afrika ubuphukuphu ngoba esikalithembi sike siyakhona la ukuthule khona sisizwe laphana into zokulwa nazo nani ama-equipment aphelele aphindela akuye nangazo sisizane kanjalo isikhululeke i-Afrika khona manje sivela umsebenzi uza nabelungu wena awukwazi ukucasha awufuna ukucasha kuba yicashi nangifuna ukuba yicashi sonke sifuna ukusebenza i-mentality ifakwe nguyo nama-president we-education system yase-Afrika ukuthi when I grow up I want to be a soldier when I grow up I want to be a farm manager. Nobody wants to be an entrepreneur. You don't want to be an entrepreneur. You know. Then the white man is coming from overseas. Uyeza la akapatanga lutho. Lutho. Uyofika ne good business proposal. Uyayibhala uyothola imali ebank. Ama finance afithi nje nawo. Kumele achinge futhi indlela asenza ngawo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba indaba. So it's even touching the aspect of investment, you know.
Yes.
Saying, you know, when outsiders come, especially whites, they make project proposals and get finances from the banks. So it says all that should change because blacks are being discriminated against. Yeah. So I think there's an issue there. So maybe we can go to Mr. Nkululeko Gobalanda Mathe just briefly. Babu Mathe, now so ubona konoku okhulunywa ngabantu lapha ubona njani?
President bethu uza address sasasa sisilalele phone ukuthi sizezwa ukuthi uthini kodwa ayikho inkulumo esibekeleyo kuyeza phela kuye ngoba ngibona ukuthi lo president osiphethe manje ungomunye umhlobo ngathi ungumntwana wabelungu kodwa Friday ngingaxoxa lo mntwana kwaZulu endlunkulu uSiphezulu ngodaba lolu isimanga ngithe ngifika ngibavakatshela endlini yabo bathola bedlala irumba ngoma zecholojo. Ma amadoda lawa ngawukuzwa ukuthi ngoba phela manje isikhathi sesidula lina likhazi wakana dlala bathi bona impendulo abasayifuna ukuthi baqale bephendulo ngendaba ye-Brinkbetland ilend yabo kuqala andibana bengena. So bona bathi isimanga abantu abathi Operation Dudula abakhuluma ulimi lwabo kanti why bengathathi bengasebenzisi elinye igama elelanguage yabo abayisebenzisayo bengasebenzisi uDudula o-ether besebenzise ngoba undodalwana ophutha lanto ngathi ungumsuthu ukuthi wayengafaki igama lesisuthu njengoba kunguye ophutha lekho bafuna ukuthi kungcoliswe igama labo. So bengifisa ukuthi Mr. Dube mali ngaba lesikhathi ngixoxe labo abantwana basendlunkulu maybe kukhona ukuthi esingakuthola ngoba manje ungananzelela so ngathi nxa kuthiwa Dudula tsho ukuthi ngamazulu asidudulayo kuyazwakala kani so ngathi ngamazulu asidudulayo.
Yeah, so there is a point here. So, yes.
Come on. sihloniphe njalo sihloniphe namasiko abo aze besidudule kanjani asingabadukini sibabizele ukubuka abantu abangafundanga sasa kuyajika sokathi thina yithi esirongo endaweni yabo asihlonipheni indawo yabo sibaphe space sibone ukuthi bazasidudula beze beyefika ngabo lo muntu osponsa lento le sponsa imali yakhe iyaphelela.
Yes, I was going to comment. So what he's saying here, Joga, is something that is, you know, has not been said in the past. So he's saying that the royal family, that is the Zulu royal family, is not happy that these people are using the word or the phrase Operation Dudula. They're saying the person who's actually pushing this agenda is a guy that should be using Sotho or something, because they're saying they are not interested in this Operation Dudula. They've got an interest in their land, you know, getting their land back. This is what all that is happening. But nonetheless, he says even foreigners should make sure that they follow laws, South African laws, so that they don't find themselves in sixes and sevens. So he says, please, behave yourselves, and at the end of the day, you're going to get where you want to be. Mm-hmm. So that's the issue there.
The guy teams gonna vachosa. Hanzi iwa notera iwe mitemo kuitra kutumike mshikwansa kugadzikana mwenye kaya muri. Tova tango bato onyaye kuti wamwane kwa hita iwa migano yaka sovisikwa ni warungu. Asi chiriku shanda, iye zino, ndo chiripo chataka bata. Che migano yicho cho, tova nangwa tijustea, pindra itinzu.
Aywa mtemo unofona kuterwa. Dosaka mchona taka umba sanganore United Truck Drivers Association. Kuratidza kuti kuteera mutemo hatisuda kutora mutemo toisa mumaoko edu sezvinoita mamwe mapato vanotora mutemo oisa mumaoko avo and at the end of the day ari kukwara it's your fellow brother it's your fellow sister chandinokuda kukurudzira kune vamwe vedu ave muno musouth africa nechekuti despite my problems esatinofesa but ngative any tolerance to one another because we are all the same. We are all Bantu people, one of the greatest tribes or the biggest tribes in Africa, the Bantu. We are all Bantu because whether you speak Zulu, whether you speak Xhosa, whether you speak Shona, whether you speak Tswana, it's all Bantu. Saka ndoda kuvakurudzira ipapo kuti vange vatore that level. Of tolerance from that from the fact that we are all Bantu, that you go tolerate any TSSVA na wewe muno mchezaji.
Asi vachosa pane chakaipa here kuti munhu kana kuti mwana wepamba ataurire vabereki kana kutsura mumwe wepane zvidhwa auya kunokwata kuti ayo enda unodya umba kwenyu.
Ishi yacho inodependa kuti tiri kuitorera papi because kana ari mwana wepa next door achinzi enda unodya umba kwenyu pane mafactors anenge achikonsidwa pane kuti anenge achinzi akaenda kumba kwavo at least anokwanisa kudya but ko kana ari mwana wepa next door pane nzara can we encourage mwana wedu kuti dzinga here mwana auya kuti azodyawo nesu pano nekuti kumba kwavo hakuna chekudya. Saka mamwe macircumstances ane merit. Daikros daughter sa merit yacho. Mukatarisa kuti tiri kuno South Africa vazhinji and vamwe vari all over the world. They are not there by choice. Anti munoona. Pane chakatoita kuti asumuke munhu achiti rega ndiende kunotsvagawo mafuro manyoro. Izvozvo ndozvimwe zvatinofanira kuconsider. Saka kana my fellow brothers eda kana chiti tarisa they must also look at the merits of our cases. Why are we here? We are not here by choice and because of circumstances.
They are urging Zimbabweans to go back home and rebuild their economy and make sure that it matches if not surpass theirs. What's your response to that?
I think based on the experiences that we have experienced now, everyone now thinks or is just preparing to go home and do something to develop home. For these past years, you would find that all those efforts were repressed or they were suppressed by force of arms. That's why you find people could not do something significant to change their lives, because the minute you start even by advocating, you are labeled, you are a terrorist or something of that sort, or you are jailed. So the environment at home really did not promote, you know, such innovation. But we hope that if the political landscape is to change, maybe a new government is going to come in, something like that, we are all going to rally back home to start developing the place. And because during this period, a lot of people have gained a lot of experience. It's true. It's true. We can go back and develop home better than any other countries. If we are to look at our historical background, we are actually advanced in terms of some other aspects. If we are to talk of land at home, land belongs to the people. But in some other countries, they still don't own land, even after some years of independence. So, yes, it's very, very practical and very, very possible. We can go back home and develop home.
So right now, what is stopping you from going home?
Whatever forced us from leaving home is still there. The problem or that factor is still there. It's not factored out yet. But you'd find the minute that problem is factored out, we'll go back home faster than we came here.
So I assume it is the economic situation and political situation as well. So maybe something else, I don't know.
It's economic. It's economic. Myself, when I was home, I was not even politically active. But I was just an ordinary person trying to do business in my space. But because of inflation and unfriendly, you know, policies within our circles, we could not even do something that is meaningful to sustain even myself, not talking of my family. So, yeah, the situation is not friendly. It's not friendly.
And at the same time, there are these things that we cannot ignore, and most of them are very social in terms of your interaction with South Africans. You know, when it comes to the level of having girlfriends and all those kind of things, is that a problem, really? That can lead to...
I don't see any problem, because most of these South Africans, they are our relatives. You see, when they were starting mining here, our fathers, our forefathers, our grandfathers were taken from Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe here. And they've got a lot of families here. These are our relatives. They just don't know that we are related by blood. So that issue to say we are taking their girlfriends from who? Because they are ours. We are the same people.
Yes, this is
Like I said, that is just a misunderstanding. We need to educate ourselves in terms of our historical backgrounds and define who really we are. You'd find that, do you know there are Xhosas in Zimbabwe there?
Yes, yes, yes. In
Yes, you see. Mm-hmm. So we are just one and the same people. I don't know who's putting those barriers or who's defining all those things. But to me, we are the same.
What I know is that there are Xhosas, there are Vendas, there are Sotos, there are Ndebeles who are half Zulu, you know?
Yes, so yes.
Just like that, you know?
Yes, everyone in Zimbabwe is also here. But and to hate ourselves to such levels, to say Dudula or to give each other names, it just shows that misunderstanding. I don't blame them myself, because they were not taught.
But Mr. Xhosa, is it not that you are saying this for your advantage?
No, it's a fact. It's a fact. It's not for my advantage. It's a fact. We are related.
let's hear from Mr. Ndababi Gibbs.
Yeah, Ndababi. This is our target, please. Go on. Tell it to the Lavafas, Baba.
Abafazi kahlekahle uyabona ma ulala nomfazi imvumelano and kunentando phakathi yethu siyi-two akufuni umuntu wesitati and silawo thina siyacrossa border nabo vele bala e-South Africa ama-driver bayoceda vele inyanga or 33 days ukuye DRC aze abuye back uzobangalambanga la embhedeni lapha uzobashapha uzoba ne-girlfriend yasezimu aphume aye Zambia unayo aphume Zambia eDRC kunayo aphinde abe nemafoni vele wabona akuna nkinga lapho and enye problem if usisi wala eSouth Africa athandana nomlungu ayikho problem bashap lakho manje yini problem ukuthi ngizothandana na usisi la mina if uyangithanda nami ngiyazama ilakhi yami uyangithanda kunani problem ayiboni nkinga asibathathele abafazi thina ngoba bogogo bethu bahlangahlangene khona manje e-Orange Farm nogogo wami ugogo lo umna wakhe uthethwe nomalume wami wasezini emasingo waze washonela le ugogo lo masiyofika endlini yami ke manje ukhuluma ishona lula manje sihlukanaphi thina uzalilela uwahlala la wathanda umuntu wasezimu wayoshonela khona eZimbabwe yini problem
so akunankinga la
mina njengamanje mina ngitwa uBernard Ndabambi waseZimbabwe ilicense yami noma ngiyiphumisa eMthatha ngisuke kona izolo amapolisi abathi akekho uNdabambi waseZimbabwe uNdabambi walapha emabhondweni mangiye KZN bathi kwaDukuza kostenga mangifika kona nedelivery amapolisi abayangimisa ama-traffic cops bayabona ilicense yami bathi lethi passport ngilethi passport bathi nguNdabambi wena ngithi yebo bathi akekho uNdabambi wasezimu uNdabambi bakhona la emazulwini ngithi angazi ukuthi boba bami bagugu akungikompe ngiyabafuna namanje manje sihlukanaphi thina inkinga yethu yini mani niyeza ubhuti uyastrike wala eSouth Africa uyayibona iphasi ibhaliwe uNdabambi ukuthi uyahlanya uthi ufuna ukuthatha amashansi la ngoba ilizwe lethu namhla lishapu lakini leli moshakhele mara izolo elethu libe liyi-bread basket lifida wonke umuntu wasezati today kwamoshakala laphana ama-government lawo a-answerable ngoba isikhathi sokuthi kutshintshwe I don't want to be political too much ukuthi sitshintshwe ilizwe lethu i-political landscape ngabo-2008 utrankrai wawinile overwhelmingly kwaza ubaba uThabo Mbeki he was an African chair at that time wanegotiata deal ye-unit government kwaphela kuzangitshintshe lutho after 4 years the lifespan of that GNU was dead and then the government still continued I'm not against it no and recently it happened again we thought maybe the other side had won the election mara ubaba uRamaphosa was an African chair. He went and congratulated the results. It's fine, but it was already disputed. So, you know, South Africa has contributed to our situation. They mustn't just tell us to go and correct our issues there. They must also be in, because in Zimbabwe, at one time it was in. Thabo Mbeki was saying that ma-aqaphumfula aye Zimbabwe uwaspika ama-intelligence akhona amlindile ne-ID yokunikeza uThabo Mbeki bamtshela ukuthi wena igama lakho manje bathi Simbarashi bamnikeze igama lesishona bahambe naye bayamgcina le bayambalekisa la iSouth Africa ize ikhululeke manje bakhona amaloya ala eSouth Africa ba-advocator for Dudula bathi iZimbabwe azange isize lutho angazi ukuthi what kind of a lawyer becomes a legal practitioner without knowing history. A problem le.
Hayi inkinga sebili bamba khona phoko yongakachana jonga.
Yes, aiwa sanzwa inyaya yakati simbe Gibbs iri kukurukurwa iyi. Tinoziva kuti mukurarama panoita nguva yekuti vanhu munenge muchiwirirana asi pasure vanhu vozotadza kuwirirana. Nhoroondo yedu iri kuratidza kuti Zimbabwe neSouth Africa dzakabva kure dzichidyidzana kubvira munguva yehondo wataura Gibbs nyaya yekuti bato rezapu raidyidzana nebato reanc mauto avo zvipura nemukondo wesizwe vachitofambidzana asi ndozvinhu zvaakushandurwa nevechidiki vari kukura iye zvino tinotonzwa kana muzimbabwe chaimo pakaita nyaya dzimwe unonzwa vamwe vachitaura kuti nyika kana makaisunungura isungirirei painge iri tinosunungura ndo maonero anenge akusiyana asi vasiri kuapreciata kana kutenda zvinenge zvakaitwa nevakafambisa ndima nguva iyoyo nguva yedu yaoda kuti tizei gives ndofunga unogona kukanda kuna kana vamwe vatiinavo pachirongwa
mate elokucina kunapova lokucina so telefonini kwavala ndamate uyangizwa mwakona pose lokucina baba pose lokucina so telefonini pose lokucina
vasikunzwikwa
inkosi yatiflatela ilizwe leSouth Africa inkosi umzilikazi bathi bayinikeza umlenze yathi yona umlenze wenkomodi lowo ezakithi engoma zona zikhona yawala kudla umlenze ukhuni lwemzina lo ukhuni olungaziwayo baqala ubaswa so iganga kithi likhona asitheze nini ekhaya singahlanhlati kumbe sesigcwala indawo yonke mna ngu-advise lokho sizathola abantwabethu ngenye imini sebesenigeria khona
So he's advising Zimbabweans to stay away from other people's girlfriends and wives in South Africa. He says in the minute he's saying that don't use firewood from certain trees which you cannot use, you know, because at the end of the day it's going to backfire. So make sure you make fire using proper firewood.
Yes, right? I remember that gives there some... trees or wood that we were told not to use because they spark a lot when they put in fire.
That's right. You can have serious problems. You know?
Yes. Even it can spark into your eyes. Let's hear from Mr. Chosa. Vachosa, munoti ine mashoko
aya? Handina hangu zvakawanda. Handina comment.
Yeah, okay. Then tochitarisa mashoko edu ekupeta chirongwa. Zvinhu zvamungakurudzira vana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa kuti vange vachizvichengetedza nekuchengetedzeka munguva iyo ino nekuti tinoona kuti inguva yakaipa tingataura hedu tichiita kuti tirevise ndima pano nepapo tichiseka asi inguva yakaoma nekuti mukaona mapato ezvematongerwo enyika akupindira munyaya dzakadaro vachizova ndoku zvinoita kuti vawane mavhoti zvinokanganisa magariro evanhu
apa bhatini rangu rapera raakutaura kuti foni yakuta shutdown asi chandingangoda kukurudzira vamwe vese vari kunoku ndechekuti ngavangotedzerawo mutemo varespektewo vamwe vedu vatinogara navo ivava tisawanike tichienda pamberi kana kudzorera moto nemoto
tinotenda zvikuru vachosa regai tisare tiina vandavambi vape shoko ravo rekupedzisera gibs kana uine mubvunzo
mafuchani ndavambi maungeizwa
baba ndavambi hanzi mashoko enyu ekupedzisera mafuchani
mina nifuna kuti nikurume nyeti amasouth african vobhuti vosisi vomama siyavatanda vonke kune just a problem encani ncane ncinci ngoba masibuya la eSouth Africa bayasivulela iminyango yabo siyadlala ezindlini zabo endleleni singalwa mara ntambama siyohlalisana kumele nje silungise iproblem encane leyo kuphela sikwazi ukuhlangana kahle 100% mara
thank you so much baba ndavambi Gibbs nguva yedu ndoyasvika kumagumo ndofunga tinogona hedu kuti tinge tichivhara chirongwa chedu nekuti unongoziva hanzi hapana extra time pamutambo iwoyu
livestock. That's right. So we don't have any extra time here. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Ndavambi, Mr. Chosa, and Mr. Nkululeko Khumalo Ndabathe, all are based in South Africa. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, ndichiti murara zvakanaka vateereri, ndichitenda baba Bernard Ndavambi, United Truck Drivers Association, Vakolin Chosa veUnited Truck Drivers Association pamwe nava Govalanda Mate varimuSouth Africa. Toti vateereri murara zvakanaka.